welcome to the latest in a series of Client Alert podcasts from Akin Gump Strauss Hauer & Feld, LLP. To download the complete text version, including full annotations as well as contact information for the partners who can best answer your questions, please visit us at akingump.com and select Publications from the left-hand menu.
Supreme Court Alert. Supreme Court overturns restrictions on corporate and union spending in elections. In a decision written by Justice Anthony Kennedy, the Supreme Court has, by a 5-4 vote, just overturned decades of restrictions on the ability of corporations and labor unions to use general treasury funds in support of, or opposition to, candidates for federal office. The court did uphold, by an 8-1 vote, the statutory requirements on corporate disclosures in advertising, after the court ordered the case re-argued to consider whether two precedents upholding restrictions on corporate money in elections should be overruled. Principally at issue in Citizens United versus Federal Election Commission was whether Section 203 of the Bipartisan Campaign Reform Act of 2002, BCRA, prevented a corporation such as Citizens United from using corporate funds to finance electioneering communications, referring to a clearly identified candidate for federal office within 30 days before a primary election or within 60 days of a general election. Citizens United produced a film titled Hillary, the Movie, in which Senator Clinton's record was discussed in light of her presidential bid. To promote the film, Citizens United purchased television ads that were scheduled to run during the presidential primary election season, thus placing the ads within the time frame prohibited by Section 203 of BCRA. After hearing oral arguments, the court ordered a rehearing on whether the court should overrule Austin v. Michigan Chamber of Commerce, holding that corporations may be constitutionally prohibited from financing advertisements expressly advocating the election or defeat of candidates under a Michigan state law, and/or McConnell et al. V. Federal Election Commission et al., holding that corporations may be constitutionally prohibited from financing advertisements referencing a clearly identified candidate for federal office that are the functional equivalent of express advocacy. The Federal Election Commission argued in its brief, if under Austin, corporations may constitutionally be forbidden from using treasury funds to finance advertisements that expressly urge the election or defeat of federal candidates, then they likewise have no constitutional right to use treasury funds for the functional equivalent of express advocacy. Divided along ideological lines, the court today disagreed with this argument. The majority held that the government cannot constitutionally limit corporate independent expenditures without chilling First Amendment rights of corporations, stating that distinguishing wealthy individuals from corporations based on the latter's special advantages of, e.g., limited liability, does not suffice to allow laws prohibiting speech. Austin, the court says, interferes with the open marketplace of ideas protected by the First Amendment. Its censorship is vast in its reach, suppressing the speech of both for-profit and non-profit, both small and large, corporations. Today's decision keeps intact the prohibition against corporations and labor unions using general treasury funds to make political contributions directly to candidates for federal office, while at the same time lifting restrictions on the ability of corporations and labor unions to make expenditures totally independent of candidates that advocate the election or defeat of a candidate. More specifically, a corporation cannot make a contribution to a candidate in the same way that an individual or PAC may. Additionally, a corporation cannot coordinate with a candidate regarding the content of an expenditure advocating the election or defeat of a candidate. However, as a result of this decision, a corporation or labor union may spend money to purchase advertisements extolling the virtues of a candidate or sharply criticizing another. Akin Gump will provide you with additional information regarding the decision and its implications as we approach the 2010 electoral cycle. You can also find more information at the Supreme Court blog sponsored by the firm, www.scotusblog.com.
2010, Akin Gump Strauss Hauer & Feld, LLP. All rights reserved. This document is distributed for informational use only. It does not constitute legal advice and should not be used as such. IRS Circular 230 Notice Requirement. This communication is not given in the form of a covered opinion, within the meaning of Circular 230 issued by the United States Secretary of the Treasury. Thus, we are required to inform you that you cannot rely upon any tax advice contained in this communication for the purpose of avoiding United States federal tax penalties. In addition, any tax advice contained in this communication may not be used to promote, market, or recommend a transaction to another party